In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and travel back to the 60s with us, because we have a great show lined up for you today.
I'm getting sick and tired of everyone crying and crying about the crummy weather we've had.
Well, I don't blame them, though. We have had bad weather. But that brings me to my first song. Thank you very much, my love.
Anytime, Poopsie.
It was based on an actual events relating to the songwriter Seymour Gottlieb's daughter Judy's sweet 16 birthday party, before which she cried over the prospect of her grandparents being invited. Oh my God, I would cry too.
Oh, that's a tragedy.
Oh, your friends are coming and your grandparents. Oh my God. 16, you know. That's a touchy year.
Remember when you were six and you pooped in your pants? That's what grandparents always do.
Uh-huh. Want to see a picture of her with her bare bottom? Yeah. The song was recorded in 1963 by Leslie Gore and hit number one on the pop and rhythm and blues charts in the United States. Here's It's My Party. In 1967, believe it or not, the average income was $7,300, and the average cost of a new house was $14,250.
How about that?
Do you know how many houses we can buy with all the money that we have got in equity on our house now?
We could buy like 20 homes.
All over the... We could hit 20 of the 50 states.
Except for Florida. I don't want to go to Florida.
No.
The girl who sang your first song was such a crybaby.
Oh, she was not.
16 years old and
Wouldn't you cry if your grandmother's and grandfather was going to be at your party?
Well, maybe.
Now, of course. Which brings you to your first song, I'm sure.
Yes, it does. It was originally recorded by Garnet Mims and the Enchanters.
Oh my God, I don't know these songs then. I've never heard of them.
I didn't either.
It's one of your favorite ones, isn't it?
It is. I love that group. They
Do
were
you
great.
Really?
They were great. Yeah. It was covered in 1967 by a then little-known singer called Janis Joplin. You may have heard of her.
Oh!
She rose to fame following an appearance at the Monterey Pop Festival, where she was a lead singer of the then little-known San Francisco psychedelic rock band, Big Brother and the Holding Company. Listen to Cry Baby. In 1967, Dr. James H. Bedford became the first person to be cryonically preserved after his death from kidney cancer. Mm-hmm. He's frozen.
No.
Yep. As far as we know, he's still dead and still frozen.
He's so cool. And you call my song a crybaby song? Listen to yours.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
My mother uses my
shampoo.
My daughter uses my shampoo.
Johnson's baby shampoo.
Johnson's cleans gently.
No more tears.
So it can't hurt my hair. And unlike some other baby shampoos,
it can harm my eyes.
Johnson's gives my Julie's hair that clean, healthy look.
Johnson's leaves my mom's hair so shiny.
And I want my hair to look just like hers.
Johnson's baby shampoo from Johnson & Johnson.
For a healthy looking clean,
you never outgrow.
I hate to say this, but I don't want my hair to look just like yours, my love, because you're bald.
See, now that's mean.
I'm just saying, okay? Just saying.
I'm just saying, too. The kid in the commercial was annoying.
Just like you, my love. Just like you.
Thank you, dear.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5. On your transistor radio.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1961. Soviets begin construction on the Berlin Wall. This was a guarded concrete barrier that physically and ideologically divided Berlin. The wall cut off East Berlin from the rest of Germany. The Eastern Bloc portrayed the wall as protecting its population from fascist elements conspiring to prevent the will of the people in building a socialist state in East Germany.
Duh. Da.
Da?
Da. I'm speaking Russian.
Yeah.
Listen to the 1961 news footage.
August 13th, 1961 was the day the Cold War heated up. German citizens awoke to the sounds of the Berlin Wall being constructed. What had been a city divided by politics became a city divided by stone. When World War II ended, the defeated country of Germany and its capital city of Berlin were divided in half. The Soviet Union controlled the East, and the Allied powers of England, France, and the United States occupied the West. West Berlin was the only breach in the impenetrable Iron Curtain. It had long provided an escape route for thousands upon thousands of communism's top professionals and intellectuals. At the UN, President Kennedy made the Allied position clear.
There is a dangerous crisis in Berlin, and there is. It is because of threats against the vital interests and the deep commitments of the Western powers and the freedom of West Berlin. We cannot yield these interests. We cannot fail these commitments. We cannot surrender the freedom of these people for whom we are responsible.
During its lifetime, over 100,000 people attempted to escape, and over 5,000 people succeeded in escaping over the wall, with an estimated death toll ranging from 136 to more than 200. And that's the way it was way back when.
Gotta get back in time.
When my boyfriend and I broke up, my mom told me that big girls don't cry.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Boy, he had to be a real loser because you didn't break up with me. I hate to think what this guy was like.
I'm not going there. Which brings me to my next song.
No, what a coinky dink.
It is a coinky dinky.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. You think it's easy to put this together, people? No, it's not.
Which was originally recorded by the Four Seasons. I love Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And it hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 on November 17th, 1962, where it spent 5 weeks in the top position but never ranked in the Billboard year-end charts of 1962 or 1963.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
The song also made it to number one for 3 weeks on the Billboard's R&B charts.
That's hard to believe. It's not an R&B song.
I know. But neither was my It's My Party, I don't think.
No, no. This is on the internet?
This is all on the internet.
That's got to be true.
It's got to be. So here's Big Girls Don't Cry. Them, but I do.
I suck it up, Buttercup.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Father Mortimer's Drive-In Church, the only church in town with an express confession lane for six sins or less.
Uh-huh. I like that one. That would be me, because I'm such a little angel.
Of course you are, dear. Mm-hmm. Did you realize that the average person cries 96 tears? What?
You're just making that up.
No, it was on the internet, so it's got to be true.
It was not on the internet. It's your last song of the day. That's why you're making stuff up, just to make it fit in.
Well, that does bring me to my last song of the day. As a matter of fact, it was recorded by the American garage rock band and the Mysterians.
I've never heard of them neither, but I love the song.
Actually was Rudy Martinez.
I don't know him neither. Well, I just know the song.
And Mysterians sounds better than Rudy Martinez and the Mysterians. So, anyway, in October of that year, it was number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Number one.
Billboard also ranked it the number five top song for 1966.
Wow, you finally have real numbers to work with. You don't have to make them up.
I never make stuff up.
Oh, sure.
Enjoy 96 Tears.
Teardrop for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now since you left me. You're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. Together for just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you way down here, and you'll start crying 96 tears. Be on top, you be right down there looking up, and I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now I'll just cry. Teardrops for
heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry, 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 cry now. You're gonna cry, 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 cry 96 tears. Come on, let me hear you cry now. 96 tears. Woo! I wanna hear you cry night and day, yeah, all night long. 96 tears. Cry, cry, cry. Come on, baby, let me hear you cry now. All night long. 96 tears. Yeah, come on now. 96 tears.
In 1967, the federal minimum wage was increased to $1.40 an hour.
Wow.
Woohoo, I'm in the money.
I'm through crying.
I hope so.
Now it's Judy's turn to cry, which brings me to the last song of the day. And we will shed no more tears after this. This song was released on Leslie Gore's first album, I'll Cry If I Want To. And also as a single in 1963, which reached number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 10 on the Billboard R&B Singles chart. This single earned her a gold record.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, I have the good artists and vocalists. You don't. Here's Leslie Gore with It's Judy's Turn to Cry.
'Cause now it's Judy's turn to cry.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say